A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, in giving this instruction, I do not praise the fact that your meetings are doing more harm than good. First of all, I hear that when you meet as a church, there are divisions among you. And to a degree, I believe it. There have been factions among you in order that also those who are approved among you may become known. When you meet in one place, then, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own supper, and one goes hungry while another gets drunk. Do you not have houses in which you can eat and drink? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and make those who have nothing feel ashamed? What can I say to you? Shall I praise you? In this matter, I do not praise you. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when you come together to eat, wait for one another." The word of the Lord. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come." Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me, to do your will, O my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips as you, O Lord, know. Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. May all who seek you exalt and be glad in you, and may those who love your salvation say forever, "The Lord be glorified." Proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes again. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation. He built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. And when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found a slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate the feast of the name of the Blessed Mother, the name of Mary. And she has the name next to Jesus because she had great faith, just like the centurion did. His faith was so great that we have said it every day at every Mass for the last 2,000 years. "I am not worthy, but just to have you come under my roof, but say the word, and your servant shall be healed." And Mary, of course, when she was greeted by Elizabeth, she said, "Blessed are you who believe that the Lord's word would be fulfilled." Both of these people, the centurion and Mary, believed that when God said something, it would happen. Do we believe that when God says something, it will happen? Because that's when miracles happen in our life. When we start believing in God and looking at Him and knowing that He can do anything, and He will. May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen.